grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 118 responsively. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord acts valiantly.
I shall not bow down and declare the works of the Lord.
The Lord indeed punished me sorely, but did not hand me over to death.
Open for me the gates of thy righteousness. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. Here the righteous may enter.
The
stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
God, the Lord, has made it. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
is now. Colossians. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Word of God, word of life.
According to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like that of lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen. And they ran away quickly with fear and great joy. What's filling you with fear and great joy these days? Has anything caught you off guard and surprised you with great joy? What are your hopes and expectations, your dreads and your dreams, in your relationships, in your family, in your community? What are your fears and great joys for our nation, for our community, for this planet that we call our home? When you got up and got ready to come to the Easter service this morning, what did you expect? Something to fill you with fear and great joy? The women went to the tomb expecting to find a dead body. They expected that they would do their duty as faithful followers of Jesus, that they would offer prayers and the ritual actions for their dead friend. They expected that life would go on pretty much the same, a little more lonely, of course, without their friend Jesus, but pretty much the same. They were really caught off guard, and they were filled with fear and great joy. Without even knowing it, they had crossed the border from the old world into a new creation. When that stone was rolled back, the whole world was turned upside down. The world of suffering that leads to death, where Jesus had suffered on the cross, the world where might makes right and gives peace little chance of being heard, where rich get richer and the poor and the oppressed are oppressed and suffer under some Pontius Pilate or another, where betrayal leads to murder and where dead people stay dead. In one moment, all of their expectations were altered. In that one moment, the world was changed. Everything was turned upside down. Our expectations are changed too. Even today, 2,000 years later, we are caught off guard, filled with fear and great joy by the news that the stone has been rolled back. The good news that he is not here, he is risen. 2,000 years ago, those two women named Mary, despairing, discouraged, expecting only the dead, went out on a Sunday morning and were transformed. Today, on this Sunday morning, God is still transforming. Our expectations are turned upside down with the good news of Easter. Our despair and discouragement, our lack of vision, all completely altered. God is still transforming the world. And our dead spirits are raised up fresh, and unforeseen possibilities fill our horizon. This is indeed good news. When you got up and got ready to come to Easter service this morning, what did you expect? Something to fill you with fear and great joy? God's promise of new life and resurrection are true, and we can count on them. No matter how weary our road or how long we walk in that old world of sadness and death, God's promises are true. No matter how much we feel beat upon and watch in horror as others are beat even more, no matter how discouraged or unenthusiastic or filled with fear we feel, God's promises are true. God's promises are turning the world upside down. He is not here. He is risen. And God uses whatever God can to get our attention and to tell us this good news. Maybe an earthquake or angels in dazzling clothes, fainting guards and rolling away stones. God does speak to us. Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen. Maybe it's crashing waves and soaring pelicans, the smell of Easter dinner being cooked, the squeal of delight as children find an Easter egg, maybe a shiny gold one. God is speaking to us in all of this. Do not be afraid. He is not here. He is risen. But there's even more good news. This Easter story, this Easter message, isn't only about God's victory over physical death. The Easter good news is about God's victory over spiritual death. God raises up both dead bodies and dead spirits. The good news of Easter is that God spiritually raises dead people to new life. Spiritually dead people. We can be raised to new life today. If you have been in a spiritual coma, God invites you to wake up. If you've been too busy for God, too concerned about making your daily bread, and you haven't had time to receive your spiritual bread, God invites you to come and eat and drink the meal of everlasting life. If your spiritual life has been as dry as the California desert or as worrisome as our ongoing drought, God invites you to breathe in, to drink in the spirit of new life. In the upside down world of Easter, the good news is that the awesome power of God, who raised Jesus of Nazareth from the dead, can take your dead life and mine and make us alive. God can take people who are spiritually dead and give them resurrection power, give them Easter power. God can take our ordinary lives and our simple expectations and turn it all upside down with a passion for the ways of God. The good news is that God raises up both physically dead and spiritually dead. God brings to life new spirits. God wakes us up from our spiritual coma and gives us new life in Jesus Christ. He is not here. He is risen. Take that good news out into the world where Jesus is. Proclaim that truth, that God's promises are true, and that we are alive in Christ Jesus. Amen.